From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Two former top corporate executives are the winners of Republican nominations in California on a day of primaries that provided a snapshot of where voters stand 5 months before this fall's elections. Former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina won the GOP nomination for Senate. She'll face incumbent Barbara Boxer in November. And NPR's Ina Jaffe reports former eBay CEO Meg Whitman is the Republican nominee for California governor.
Whitman will be the first female Republican nominee for California governor.
It's time for a different style of leadership, a new beginning. Not glitz, not glamour, not glibness, but guts.
She has never held elective office and rarely even voted, but her campaign war chest proved insurmountable. She began advertising and introducing herself to voters more than a year ago. That was well before rival Steve Poizner began actively campaigning. Whitman now faces Democratic nominee Jerry Brown. Brown is state attorney general and served two terms as governor in the 1970s and 80s. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
BP is dismissing readings by government and university researchers showing large plumes of dispersed oil from the gushing well, plumes that are spreading far below the surface of the Gulf. Some scientists are saying that subsurface oil poses a significant threat to the ecosystem. But NPR's Korva Coleman joins us now with word that a top BP executive says that's not so.
Craig, the head of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, Jane Lipchenko, has said researchers have turned up globs of oil underwater in the Gulf of Mexico, but BP doesn't see it that way. Speaking to NBC today, BP's chief operating officer, Doug Suttle, says he thinks it all depends on the definition of a plume.
Basically, some people have asked is are there large concentrations of oil under the sea? And those have not been found so far by us or anyone else that's measuring this. The oil that has been found is in very minute quantities.
The government says oil's been discovered in low concentrations as far as 3,300 feet below the surface and more than 40 miles northeast of the Broken Well site.
Thanks, NPR's Korva Coleman reporting from Washington. Rockets fired by militants have brought down a NATO helicopter in southern Afghanistan. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports four American troops have been killed.
Afghan officials say the U.S. helicopter was shot down by a rocket-propelled grenade while providing cover during a joint operation with Afghan forces in the southern province of Helmand. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack. The operation took place in a district called Sangin, a key hub of Helmand's robust opium trade. The deaths of the helicopter crew bring to 28 the number of NATO troops killed this month in Afghanistan. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates says public support for the effort in Afghanistan will dwindle unless the U.S. can show the conflict is not locked in a stalemate by the end of the year. This is NPR News. Israel is easing its embargo of the Gaza Strip, allowing shipments of previously banned food items such as cookies, juice, chips, and soft drinks to enter the area. Scrutiny of the Israeli blockade of Gaza has increased following the deadly attack on ships headed there. The situation in Gaza is likely to be at the top of the agenda in talks between President Obama and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. NPR's Ari Shapiro says the two leaders will meet at the White House today.
President Obama would like Palestinians and Israelis to negotiate with each other directly, but now even the indirect talks that the parties have agreed to seem shaky. A week ago, Israeli President Benjamin Netanyahu canceled a visit to Washington after Israeli commandos killed eight Turks and a U.S. citizen in a raid on a ship headed for Gaza. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has said his message for Mr. Obama is, quote, "We need bold decisions to change the face of the region." Mr. Obama wants to ensure that neither side takes provocative steps that could stand in the way of progress, according to White House spokesman Tommy Vitor. Vitor added that the two leaders will discuss ways to improve life for people in Gaza. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
Highly touted rookie pitcher Steven Strasburg of the Washington Nationals says he's proud of his major league debut last night. The top draft choice had 14 strikeouts to pace the Nationals to a win over the Pittsburgh Pirates. That's a single-game strikeout record for the Nationals. But Strasburg says he can't remember much about the game.
It's kind of like, you know, when you get married and everything, you know, you kind of go into it wanting to, you know, really remember everything, and you know, once it's done, you can't remember a single thing.
Strasburg threw 94 pitches. His last pitch was a smoking fastball that registered 99 miles an hour on the radar gun. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.